Written words have the power to punch you in the gut and knock the air right out of you, if they are delivered correctly. And as I sat in my favorite black leather chair on the second story of Spiked Roses, I felt as if I had been beaten repeatedly until all signs of life had left my body. Holding the letter in my hand, as I sipped and aged rye, I struggled to regain my composure. What the fuck just happened? How did this happen? I had left that life behind, but now it was staring back at me in my old business partner and best friend's handwriting. Was I a fool in thinking I could run away and leave it all behind me? That I could leave Athens, Georgia, and start a new life in New Orleans, owning a members-only exclusive men's club called Spiked Roses, and start anew? Yes, I was a damn fool. I took a sip of my drink and ignored all the scantily clad women who worked my high-end establishment. I usually paid closer attention to how their bodies moved, a perk of my ownership. But tonight, I had other things on my mind. Glancing back down at the letter, I read it again, hoping the words had somehow changed and the news before me wasn't as nightmarish to read the second time around. Alec, my dear and oldest friend, yes, I know it has been a long time, too long, but you were wise in getting away when you did. You warned me. Hell, you all but begged me to step away gracefully with you while I had the chance, but I couldn't. The pull was too great. That blue blood runs too strong inside of me, and I will forever be haunted by the past. And I'm sure you heard the rumors that the past has finally caught up with me. She's gone, but you know that, and you know what I did to try to stop it. Though I knew the day would come, most likely come too fucking soon, it doesn't ease the pain in the slightest. I miss her every day and have not been able to move on. Losing a wife is the greatest pain a man could experience, and I hope to God you never have to experience such agony. Was her death enough to have me step away from the dark temptation of my own demons? Should I stop and think what losing two parents would do to Michaela? Yes, I should. But I have never claimed to be a wise man. I did my best by Michaela. I sheltered her the best I could, maybe too much. I protected her, guarded her, and damn near suffocated her. I tried to keep the shadows of my past from seeping into the twisted haven I tried to create, but clearly have failed in doing so. You are my last hope for her. Michaela has no one else. I have no one else. I first sent her to New Orleans to find you and to secure a job at Spiked Roses. I thought this would give her the opportunity to be on her own, finally live life as an adult, and to break free from her gilded cage. She would be free from my prison, but still have you, her Uncle Alec, close by to keep an eye on her as she discovered her new freedom. But like everything in my life, it isn't that simple. Setting her free only puts her life at risk, and I know that. They know where she is. Her name was on the stone. I beg you, Alec, please help. I don't want to pull you back into their grasp, and I wouldn't involve you if I had any other choice, but her life depends on it, depends on you. You know I am a dead man, even as I still breathe, for my answer to them was no. They will never have my daughter. I will still try to fight, to see if there is anything I can do, but you and I both know. I fear there is nothing I can do to change my fate, but I sure as hell hope to change Michaela's. But I turn to you to help me make that happen. Please keep us safe from them. Give me the time I require to cast off those dark shadows that threaten to take her away. I will not make Michaela pay for the crimes of her father and her father's father and all the fathers before her. So, Alec, I beg of you, if our friendship meant anything to you, which I believe it truly did before I got myself deeper into this mess, take her to our place. It's safe there and it hasn't been used for a decade. Michaela will recognize it and feel a sense of home. I think it will help comfort her in what could be a challenging time. I don't know for how long, but I will send word. You know I wouldn't ask this of you if there were any other way. When I sent Michaela to Spiked Roses to find you, she was excited for her new adventure. This was her chance to finally experience life as a young woman should. No doubt, when you hand her the letter attached to this one for her, she will not be happy.